You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Life goes on. Life goes on. This is Michael Savage. I had a call today from a major figure in the media, an owner, not one of the low-grade actors pretending to be a genius on epidemiology and malaria drugs. And he said, Michael, why are you not on every station in the country? You're the only one in the media, he said, who has a background in this field. You're an expert in botanical medicine. You're an expert in epidemiology. He said, why? I said, I don't know why, but I'm glad I have my audience, because to me, I will talk about the coronavirus. I'll talk about the poisonings from the possible drug that is being touted by the White House. Yes, right. Fauci is right, by the way, on that one. Not so fast, Mr. President. Not so fast. But the bigger issue to me is this headline, and I may be the only one in the media talking about it, which is the loss of our civil liberties. And so I tweeted this statement today. Constitution killed by a virus. Agree or disagree? Because this is unprecedented. Now, there is a history of quarantines in the United States, by the way, but never have I seen a nation acquiesce so quickly to two liberal governors. I never saw anything like this. Never saw anything like this. Constitution killed by a virus. I don't think this is going to last too much longer. I think there's going to be rebellion in this nation. And I'm going to talk about nations that have not locked down the whole nation. For example, I'm going to use an example that could be used by states, not the whole nation, and that would be Singapore. Singapore is a small nation. That is true. But they responded differently than Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo. Newsom and Cuomo looked in the mirror and saw their inner Mussolini. And they raged with delight that they suddenly had the power they had dreamed of all their lives. They took away our First, Second, Fourth Amendments overnight without so much as a peep from all of the liberals at the New York Times. Not one person saying, wait a minute now, not so fast. Singapore and other successful Asian nations responded with the standard epidemiological toolkit. Vigilance, rapid response, testing, isolating the sick, right? Tracing contacts, quarantining those exposed, not the whole nation. Let me emphasize again, quarantining those exposed, not the whole nation. They ensured social distancing. They provided real information, not that of the wall banger and the others in the media who are absolute dumb idiots who said there's nothing to worry about as near as a week ago. They did not shut down their entire countries, and Singapore managed to keep its schools open throughout. Now, I understand that Singapore is not the U.S., but I'll say again, so you hear me. Most of you have selective hearing. This is a model for states. And it's only the states who are shutting people in like prisoners. But what about selective quarantine amongst those subpopulations that have the largest incidence of this virus? How many weeks have I told you the homeless populations would be the number one groups? The number one groups are the homeless groups because terrible hygiene, crowded conditions, shooting up drugs. Wouldn't you think that a wise governor would have rounded them up a month ago instead of locking everyone up in the suburbs, making us equal to them? I've looked at the clusters of disease around America, and they all share a few things in common. Can you connect the dots? Where is the disease most prevalent? That's an epidemiological word. Incidence, prevalence, they're different words. Incidence, prevalence, basic epidemiology. PhD is in epidemiology. And two other fields, by the way, from a great university. Incidence. Where are the largest disease clusters? Why, New York and Los Angeles. And what do they share in common, New York and Los Angeles? Well, largest immigrant populations and largest homeless populations. Now, in Europe, the Italians, you know, Italy had a very, very terrible situation with this disease, this epidemic. And what did they do in Italy? You know what they did? Did you know what they did? There was a proposal to isolate people coming from the epicenter, coming out of China right from the beginning. However, he says the Italian government balked at the idea of singling out travelers from China because it might be construed as racist. Guess what happened? Italians became so preoccupied with perceptions of racism owing to liberal scum in Italy and in America that the mayor of Florence even launched a Hug a Chinese Day initiative shortly after President Donald Trump and Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announced travel restrictions on China. Hug a Chinese Day. And what happened in China, in Italy soon thereafter? Well, naturally, Beijing, the communist dictatorship, welcomed Florence's Hug a Chinese Day and promoted it through Communist Party mouthpieces on CGTN and Global Times. Now Italy is suffering one of the worst outbreaks in the entire world, all because of liberalism, the mental disorder. And we in California are not too far behind. You in New York, you in Illinois, you in New Jersey are not too far behind. Hug a Chinese Day in Italy. And they were afraid of being called racist. Okay, as I've said to you before, common sense has gone out the window. But there's some other issues I want to talk about. One is, I already introduced it, shutting down entire states is madness. Singapore contained the virus without wrecking the economy and imprisoning the population. And I told you what the epidemiological toolkits are and what could be done here in states rather than locking the entire states in a prison. I'm living in California. I'm living in a prison. It's a horrible thing to see the people acquiesce so quickly to this fascism. There's no other word for it. Well, it's for your own good that you're staying in the house. I don't know why Governor Newsom doesn't have loudspeakers going by on police cars like they do in China. Stay indoors. You are good citizens. Stay home. Do not associate with your neighbor. Be a good citizen. Stay home. Is that next, Governor Newsom? How is it that liberal Democrats who scream so much about civil rights and civil liberties have taken both away from us so quickly? I will go to the next issue. Next issue. By the way, at the bottom of this hour, we have an American constitutional lawyer on this issue, on the killing of the Constitution. He's an American constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes. And he says, I see our government using COVID-19 to take away our fundamental rights. He's the only one talking about it other than me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I think Alex Jones might be talking about it, right? But that's about it. All of the other mavens of talk radio, the low-grade actors who are pretending to be experts on everything, now they're an expert on the virus, they're an expert in epidemiology, they're an expert in the malaria drug. Wallbanger was even touting the malaria drug last week because that's what the White House told him to do. He got the memo. He got the mimeograph. Well, let me remind you of something. Nigeria reports poisonings from possible coronavirus drug chloroquine. And I know an awful lot about Kinshona bark and chloroquine, and I talked about it last week. I cited a major article on it, and I will do so again today. But I actually have some good news for you on the show. I'm trying to do so much in the opening of this program. I don't know if I'm doing a good job. I hope I am. And I'm inviting you to call at 855-400-7282 on any of these topics. But I want to ask you something. Do you have any questions on this issue that no one else is answering that you think I, Michael Savage, can answer for you? I'm going to just open the lines up immediately. I know we're going to be sold out at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I'm going to share with you the protocol that I am following, the vitamins that I am taking, and nutrients I am taking. Maybe it'll help you. I love all of the know-nothings telling you to take vitamin D. Doctors who hated the use of vitamins are suddenly experts telling you to take vitamin D, like Obama's previous something or other, telling you to take vitamin D like a moron. I warn you that vitamin D is a hormone. It acts like a hormone. You know that I don't take vitamin D? I haven't for years. And I won't take vitamin D? No. There's vitamins I do take. I won't take vitamin D for that reason. And I will share with you my protocol for whatever it may be worth for you. But more importantly, over the weekend, I spent the entire day Saturday, March 21st, on the internet, studying alternatives to the anti-malaria drug to open the cellular membranes and kill the virus with common nutrients. I spent all day on it. I found amazing science on this. And the cellular biologists who are working on this are such geniuses. I so admire cellular biologists. They're so smart. And so I tweeted the following. Quercetin and epigallocatechin act the same way as chloroquine to open the cellular membranes to permit zinc to enter and kill the virus. And then I put in parentheses, the very complicated science. This is the short version, Dr. M. Savage and team. And I received replies from around the world, not from the ordinary person, which is good enough, but from scientists, including those working at the Technion Institute in Israel. I got scientists responding from around the world who, you know, what's beautiful about science is they didn't agree with me. They didn't challenge me. They asked questions the way scientists do, who are not low-grade actors in radio or low-grade tweeters. They don't think the object of a discussion in science is to kill the opponent the way we do in America. They thought the object of a discussion is to arrive at the truth, not to kill the opposing party. That's something that's been lost here in America. The concept of discussion, the concept of conversation. But I had it on Twitter with that one tweet. I mean, I jokingly wrote earlier that day, man cannot live by toilet paper alone. I had to bring in my comedic sense for one moment. Man cannot live by toilet paper alone. Those of you who know where that comes from got a kick out of that one. But then I followed it up with a very serious tweet hours later after spending all day on this. Quercetin and epigallocatechin act the same way as chloroquine to open the cellular membranes or gateways to permit zinc to enter and kill a virus. Many of you are taking zinc. But what you don't know is that it doesn't help because it doesn't cross the cell membrane and get into the cell where it needs to go to uncouple the virus. It's complicated science, but I want to talk about it the best I can. But the biggest issue to me is the state lockdowns by liberal Democrat governors, which is now fascism. There's no question in my mind this is not necessary. There should be selective quarantine, not a broad brush quarantine. This is a repeat of history all over again in many different ways. These governors overreached. They took away our constitutional rights. They should have locked down the at-risk communities and the contacts of those at-risk communities and let the rest of us go about our daily business and earn a living and conduct our lives as normal. This is an outrage, and yet I seem to be the only one in the media who understands what has happened on a global scale. How about you? You want to comment? I'll be right back to hear your comments right here on the one and only Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
Listen, we're in weird times. What if a medical emergency arises? Are you really prepared? Everyone says, oh, it'll never happen to me, but it can when you least expect it. In a medical emergency, AIR Medicare Network providers can transport you or a family member to the nearest hospital. And if you're a member, you'll see no out-of-pocket costs related to your air flight. That's right. You won't pay a dime when transported by an AMCN provider. You should know health insurance may not cover the full cost of emergency medical transport. And even with comprehensive coverage, you could still get hit with substantial deductibles and copays. Pay attention. Sign up for an AIR Medicare Network membership. AMCN is the largest AIR ambulance membership network with more than 3 million members, including me. You heard me right. This costs as little as $85 for your entire household and protects you whether you're at home or traveling. For $85, can you afford not to have this? Right now, as part of The Savage Nation, you'll get up to a $50 gift card when you join AMCN. Please, for the sake of yourself and your family, go to the special website, airmedcarenetwork.com/savage, and use code SAVAGE. It's simple. airmedcarenetwork.com/savage, and then use code SAVAGE. So I'm talking about political correctness dooming this country's coronavirus response, just as in Italy. I am talking about poisonings from the possible coronavirus drug that Wallbanger thought was so wonderful. I guess Dr. Hannity went to medical school or graduate school after the ninth grade that I don't know about. But beware, chloroquine is very dangerous for some people. I wouldn't recommend that it be broadly administered. In that sense, Dr. Fauci is 100% correct. That's what science and medicine dictates. And I talked about it in detail. You can find the article on my site, michaelsavage.com. But the loss of civil liberties is even more worrisome to me. The Constitution has been killed by a virus. And I don't know how long this is going to go on until there's a reaction from the people themselves. That's what I want to talk about. And I told you I would give you my vitamin protocol for myself. I'm not recommending it because that's medically foolish to recommend to you something. Many of you are gobbling vitamins indiscriminately. You're buying products that are nostrums. There's nothing in them. Believe me, I've been in the vitamin business years ago before radio. I was director of nutrition for one of the largest companies in the world, the science director, incidentally. And I know the difference between quality manufacturing and garbage. I also know some shysters from Long Island who were pumping out pills in their garage, and they made millions of dollars producing garbage, vitamins with nothing in them. And it's very hard for people to know what's in the vitamins. So, I mean, I could go into it for hours, but I don't want to. I know what brands I buy, and I'm not going to recommend them on the air, or you'll have to figure them out yourself. But I'm not ready to even do that yet. There's too much to talk about. And I must give you a caveat, and I have not yet told anyone about this. The vitamins and nutrients that I am on are in a different quantity than they would be had I not been on two prescription drugs, which I am now on owing to a situation that occurred to me in December. Remember, I used to boast that I'm not on any prescription drugs, even at my age, because of my nutritional background. Well, something happened to me in December. I was hospitalized. I came back on the air. And I am not only fighting the illness that I have, that's why I'm off the air from time to time, but I'll be getting better much sooner, I hope, than you would think, much sooner. But I'm also fighting on another front, which I'm prohibited from discussing at this time. But when it comes out, you will never, ever believe what they would do to a man after he got sick. You'll never believe what is being done to me. And I got to stop right there. But I will tell the story through one form or another. And when the truth comes out, people will say this can't be true. Well, it is true. If you want to know what greed is, if you want to know what irresponsible greed is and money grubbing, you'll learn very soon what that is. Maybe not on this show, but you're going to learn through another format.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Hey, here's a question. How did you sleep last night? Did you spend the night tossing and turning, worrying? Now look, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. The founders of Purple are two brothers who have been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds, wheelchairs. Well, in 2016, they finally decided to use their patented comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. Now, what does that mean? How is Purple different from other mattresses? Listen, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced. Why? Because it uses the brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It was not like the memory foam that I'm used to or you're used to. No, no. The Purple material feels unique because it's both firm and soft at the very same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable. Unlike foams, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Okay, 100-night risk-free trial. You're not satisfied? You can return your mattress for a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, old mattress removal. You ready? You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text SAVAGE to 84-888. The only way to get this free pillow is to do this. You ready? Text SAVAGE to 84-888. That's SAVAGE to 84888. Text SAVAGE to 84888. SAVAGE to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. In a few minutes, we're going to get to the science, the medicine, the epidemiology of this whole subject. And for those of you in the sciences, I'm going to quote an article on zinc ionophore activity of quercetin and epigallocatechin gallate from HEPA1-6 cells to a liposome model. It's an amazing study that's little known from 2014 that will help you understand what some of the geniuses in cellular biochemistry are doing. Cellular biology. But first, the big issue for me is the civil liberties and the laws. We have with us an American constitutional lawyer, and I read his article this morning saying our government is using COVID-19 to take away our fundamental rights. And you know I feel strongly on this. I don't know where America went with their civil liberties. Robert Barnes is that constitutional lawyer with the brains to see this. And Robert, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Happy to be here.
How did America acquiesce so quickly to Governors Newsom and Cuomo without so much as a one word from the ACLU or anyone else?
It's really extraordinary, in part because there's some sort of complicit cooperation of a lot of our traditional civil liberties organizations into being quiet, particularly during pandemics and viruses. There's an unfortunate, ugly, and often untold history. It happened in San Francisco years ago, more than a century ago, where the courts have turned a blind eye to protecting constitutional liberties in cases of quarantines or virus outbreaks. And the fear and the paranoia that can be unleashed with a panic from a pandemic often causes more harm than the virus itself does. And the particular fear here is that it infects our sense of constitutional liberties to the degree that we wake up and they're suddenly gone. Today in America, 167 million Americans, more than half, live in cities, counties, or states that no longer have the right to organize in a political protest, the right to go to church with one's fellow believers, the right to purchase a gun because gun shops have been closed.
I couldn't buy ammunition last Friday because Newsom closed sporting goods stores in California?
Exactly. It's fascinating what they listed as essential and not essential. And there really isn't a lot of constitutional case law on this matter because the degree it's risen in briefly, and then it usually passes, and then the courts don't deal with it. But people were not really stepping back to realize the degree. If China was doing this, when China was doing this in Wuhan.
Yes. We heard a lot from the so-called civil libertarians on the left, mainly on the right, but they're all silenced right now. So let's be realistic. We do need some quarantine here, but I've been calling for selective quarantine of at-risk communities and their contacts, not the whole population. And I know from an epidemiological point of view, that could be done.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing is it could be in a cascading scale. So, for example, the governor could have put out just an advisory saying you're at high risk unless you do these things. And until and unless there was notice that people were really completely disobeying it in a way that was causing direct harm to other people, then for that specific individual, they could take further action. But here, it's been carte blanche. This has been to shut down the entire economy.
But you're a constitutional lawyer. Have you ever seen a nation of so many people acquiesce so quickly without so much as a voice of protest?
Not a country that has the history of constitutional liberties like ours do.
Right. In other words, this was done in China, and they had no rights to use. And, of course, we have now given up not only our freedom of assembly, but freedom of speech will soon be banned. As sure as I'm sitting here, these governors will introduce legislation overnight with the sign of a pen saying you can't even talk about this unless you're an approved scientist from their state.
That's already happened. There was a guy in Silicon Valley just put the data and published record together, put up a little Medium article on Medium that pointed out that a lot of the data suggests that the panic from the pandemic is excessive and disproportionate, consistent with the data, and Medium took it down. Twitter now warns that it's a dangerous thing to even look at his article, even consider his opinion. That's now been posted on Zero Hedge. And all he did was just put together published reports from people in Stanford, people in Israel, other scientists, Nobel laureate winners, who had looked at the data and said, we should be handling this different. This pandemic does not require we panic into forfeiting our constitutional liberty.
No, absolutely right. Now, in 1900, the city of San Francisco tried to impose a quarantine on the Chinese community in Chinatown. And they did so for absurd reasons. They argued that a diet of rice made people more susceptible to bubonic plague than the more American diet of meat. And then they demanded that its residents submit to an unproven vaccine. The residents of Chinatown sued under the 14th Amendment, which guarantees due process and equal treatment under the law, and they won. So you're a constitutional lawyer. You're a constitutional lawyer, Mr. Robert Barnes. Could anyone sue the state of California and say, I'm not going to follow this quarantine and win?
In fact, we're looking at that right now. A variety of people have reached out from California who clearly should not have been quarantined or effectively quarantined, should not have had these curfew orders, should not have had their associational rights of religion and speech denied,
wow,
should not have had their business foreclosed without due process of law, their
wow
right to make a living, their ability to make a living foreclosed. And so we're already looking at it, and if Newsom doesn't reverse, I think the president himself is going to reverse course in about 10 days.
Right. The president said he's going to uncouple the restrictions. I'm terrified that now that Cuomo is so drunk on his power grab, he's going to get even more draconian.
Oh, no doubt about it. You're seeing in places like Dallas County, states of Missouri, cities across the country, the Illinois governor, they're all going to push the edge. They're all going to push it to the limit. How much can they get away with? How far?
But isn't it interesting that it's, quote, liberal governors who are invoking the inner Mussolini, not conservative governors?
It's because so much of modern liberalism these days is statist in orientation rather than civil liberties in orientation.
Yeah, well, we've seen that for years. How can people reach you if they're interested in learning more about what you are doing with regard to civil liberties and the violation of our fundamental rights? Robert Barnes, how do they reach you?
Sure, they can go to barneslawllp.com, and there they can contact us, and we'll look at their information and see how we can help.
Have any major television outlets asked for your opinion on this?
Not on this. I mean, I've been on a lot of major television networks over the years, but this is an issue that everybody's scared to talk about.
Oh, you mean the wall banger, the great wild, great American won't take you, huh?
Exactly, exactly. This is a topic that is off the table for a lot of the establishment press.
Well, again, here's what I want to say. Yes, we need quarantine, but it should be a selective quarantine. That means at-risk communities, that means infected people, that means people have contacted them. It does not mean using a broad brush to steal our constitutional rights. That's my position. Do you agree with it or disagree with it?
Absolutely, and it's what the law supports. The law says we're supposed to have narrowly tailored state remedies for particular problems and individualized assessments for quarantines, not this broad brush deprivation of people's core liberties.
Robert Barnes, you're the only attorney in America who's talking about it that I know of. Where have all the good liberals gone now that we don't need them? Thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation, and good luck in your pursuits. I want to again reiterate what I just said, because I know I'll be misquoted by the illegitimate out there, but they're not going to cower under me. Here's what I just said. Yes, we should have a quarantine, of those who were known to be infected, those contacts of those infected, and the high-risk communities who are likely to become infected. How's that? Write it down. Just write it down. 855-400-7282. Again, I want to open up the lines to other subjects. 855, I just gave the phone number. And the poisonings from the possible coronavirus drug chloroquine that the know-nothings are saying is the new miracle cure. But even Fauci said not so fast. He's 100% right. And I quoted a very important article on the dangers from the use of the antimalarial quinolones against COVID-19 by a man who knows a lot about it. And his paper was called Use of Chloroquine, Hydroxychloroquine, which is a synthetic analog of the natural product, mefloquine, quinine, and related quinolone drugs risks sudden and lasting neuropsychiatric effects from idiosyncratic neurotoxicity. And it was put out by the Quinism Foundation, who's warning of these risks. And the head of it is a Dr. Remington Nevin, who is not just simply a sportscaster who pretended to be a great talk show host, not a low-grade actor pretending to be an expert on subjects he knows nothing about, but Dr. Remington Nevin is an MD, MPH, doctor of philosophy, Johns Hopkins-trained psychiatric epidemiologist, and drug safety expert and former U.S. Army public health physician. He's the executive director of the Quinism Foundation. He says these are not safe drugs. Perhaps Mr. Fauci read this paper. I think it's still on my website, michaelsavage.com. I had posted it on my Twitter feed. I'll put it back up. It's a very important paper because I don't want to see people die or get sick from this. And you should understand this is not the magic bullet that is being proposed right now. You got to understand Nigeria has reported poisonings from chloroquine. Poisonings. Two people were hospitalized in Lagos for overdoses of the anti-malaria drug, which President Trump has touted as a potential treatment, Bloomberg reported. This is not an attack on Donald Trump. Can you understand that he was misadvised on this? Can you understand that the world doesn't revolve around the president who I continue to support 100%? He's doing the best job possible, but not so fast on chloroquine. Not so fast on chloroquine. President Trump tweeted on Saturday that hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin taken together have a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. Well, I'm glad he said a real chance, because a real chance doesn't mean that it's the real cure. Okay? Be aware of that. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to the details of the science of the subject of zinc crossing the cellular membrane by using quercetin. I mean, that's the short version of it. The important thing for you to know is that dietary plant polyphenols, such as the flavonoids quercetin and epigallocatechin gallate, act as antioxidants and as signaling molecules. What does that mean in plain English? Well, what it means is numerous enzymes that are targeted by polyphenols are dependent upon zinc. And these polyphenols chelate zinc cations, and these flavonoids act as zinc ionophores, transporting zinc cations through the plasma membrane. What does that mean? What it means is that if you take foods, for example, rich in quercetin, rich in epigallocatechin gallate, and zinc in the proper dosage and amount, you might just get the zinc cations across the plasma membrane. The gates are opened. And these combinations of the chelators with zinc trigger a rapid increase inside the cell of virus-fighting compounds. It's an amazing story that needs to be told. I can tell it to you now on the radio. I have a very large audience on the radio, through the podcasts, on Twitter, on Facebook. The message will get out. And you have to understand that some people are going to try and capitalize on this and make a combination out of it and sell it to you, or make a combination formula and peddle it to you. I'll tell you what I'm doing in 1 minute or less, because I'm running up against a very hard time break here. One of my heroes, who died a few years ago, Dr. Hoffer, Abe Hoffer in Canada, in 1949 discovered that niacin will do the same thing as the drugs you're now using to diminish cholesterol levels in the body. He said to me, when he was still living, he said, "Michael, I could have patented that niacin, but I released it to the public, the knowledge of it, for the public good." He probably would have made $1 billion in royalties by now, but he didn't care. And I don't care. And I'm trying to give this information out so you don't become a prisoner of the pharmaceutical industry. I'll be right back.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
All right, back with you on the one and only Savage Nation. We've been talking about the loss of civil liberties by the power grabber in New York, California, over their heads. Instead of selective quarantine, they've done a broad brush approach of locking down the entire state, turning most people into prisoners, even in areas where there's almost no coronavirus. I've never seen anything like it. And we have to talk about that as well. But let's not lose the big picture. There is a bigger picture as well, which is what can you do to protect yourself outside of the social distancing and the hand washing and the toilet paper and the obsession that everyone has now, running around with the wiping and the this and the that. Okay, wonderful. But what about stimulating your own body? What about getting nutrients into your cells that can uncouple the virus? Well, you hear a lot about zinc. Well, there's different types of zinc. I use zinc citrate, for example, and I'll not give you a brand. It's much more absorbable. But the most absorbable forms of zinc are found in nuts. I'm eating shelled and unsalted pumpkin seeds all over again. Food sources of zinc are much more absorbable than the vitamin sources of zinc. But what about quercetin? More when I come back on the Savage Nation.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book, see the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Imagine there was once in America where a beautiful song like this could be written and danced to by millions. Imagine there's once America where people sang and danced and loved. Can you imagine there was once in America where the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights prevailed? Can you imagine there was once in America like the America you knew 2 weeks ago? Where has America gone? Constitution was killed by a virus. Constitution has been quarantined. Shutting down entire states is madness. We could be using selective quarantine. But instead, the Democrat governors in three major states have locked down the entire state instead of vulnerable communities. We're also going to talk about the malaria drug. It could be dangerous. Talk about a lot of things on the show. Phone number is 855-487-2282. Now, over the weekend, as I said, I spent most of Saturday studying as much as I could about the cell biology of the virus. I'm not a virologist nor a cell biologist, but I can study the literature and read the literature and understand the literature. And the geniuses who are working on this taught us things that I didn't know. I'm going to begin a soundbite that was sent to me by one of my team members, Dr. Cunningham, about how zinc with quercetin can get into the cells and kill the coronavirus. I'm going to probably cut it off after 30 or 40 seconds because it may be too technical. Let's listen to it and see what you think.
There's something that has been shown to inhibit this replicase, and that is zinc. Zinc will shut down RNA-dependent RNA polymerase or replicase. And so that is what we learned. The problem is, how do you get zinc inside the cell? The problem with zinc is that it's an ion. It's a 2+ ion. And ions cannot get through the cellular membrane unless there's a transporter that allows it to come in. In fact, the way that they tested this in the paper is with an ionophore, which allows the zinc to come into the cell. So they could see that the activity of this RNA-dependent RNA polymerase was reduced. This is the paper. Zinc inhibits coronavirus RNA polymerase activity in vitro, and zinc ionophores block the replication of these viruses in cell culture. When they looked at the SARS-CoV virus, that was the one that was seen back in 2002, as the zinc concentration inside the cell went up, you can see that the byproduct of the RNA-dependent RNA polymerase went down, 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 clearly demonstrating that zinc intracellularly is going to block this very important enzyme of the virus.
Let's stop right there.
Well, that-
I thought it was very interesting. I could follow it. I think many of you can follow it, but some of you probably don't want to or can't, and you've tuned out. Because all you want to hear about is liberals are bad and conservatives are good. But I'm not going to go there. I mean, I have a job to do. And that job is to do as much good as I can during these troubling times. And if I can give out information that helps you take control of your own life, take control of your own health, not be owned by the government, not be owned by the governors, not be owned by the pharmaceutical industry, then I am doing a great job. The best I can. Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. What is an essential business? What's an essential worker? I went to buy ammunition on Thursday, and the idiot put me through some rigmarole paperwork in one of the big five sporting goods stores. They stopped selling guns a few years ago, but they sell ammo. So he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, your driver's license is no good. It's not a certified license." What are you talking about? He says to me, "Oh, come back with your birth certificate." I got very pissed off, but he was just, you know, following the laws that were put in place by these liberal power grab nutcases a long time ago. They figured if they couldn't take away your Second Amendment, they'd take away your bullets. Very clever, aren't they? Surrounded by bodyguards, Dianne Feinstein, the insider trader. An insider trader, I like that one. Remember the Chinese bodyguard driver she had? Whatever happened to that story? Oh, well, come on now. You're living in San Francisco. There's no newspaper. We never heard about the Chinese bodyguard driver. No, no, no. That's only the evil Republicans. So I went to buy the bullets. I found my birth certificate. I saw my mother's name on it. God rest her soul. I still have it somewhere. So I called the clerk in the gun store and I said, "Okay, I got the birth certificate." I said, "You're telling me my driver's license can't be used." I said, "How are you going to confirm that that birth certificate is mine? I had just been born. There's no photographs of me. And I'm a little different right now. It's 70-odd years later. I don't look the same." He didn't get the joke. He said, "Well, we'll use your birth certificate along with the driver's license to confirm it's you." I said, "Really? You just said the driver's license is invalid." "Well, okay, you're talking to a clerk." So long and short of it is, when I was going to go back the next day with the birth certificate to get the bullets, they were closed down by Governor Newsom as a non-essential business. Now, even liberal Governor Pritzker in Illinois has kept the gun stores open. Do you know that? He said gun stores are essential during this crisis. Oh, you're damn right they're essential during this crisis. They're really essential during this crisis. Because if this keeps up, there will be probably insurrection in this nation. God knows what could happen in a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now. unless the federal government steps in and stops this power grab. I'm all for containing the epidemic, but I would do it in a different way. I told you what we would do, which is selective quarantine, not the entire state. The infected quarantine, contacts of the infected quarantine, at-risk communities quarantine. We know who the at-risk communities are. Those who are immune compromised are at risk. I'm probably in an at-risk subpopulation because I'm over 70. So I would say, okay, fine, apply it to me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm probably in one of those communities or groups, subgroups that should be quarantined, even though I'm not sick. Okay, you want to lock me out? Go ahead. But not the whole country, not the whole state, rather. People have to make a goddamn living. Who the hell gave you the power to do this? Nobody. They took it. And the sheeple went along with it without so much as a peep from the libertarians and the wild and crazy talk show hosts. You know, the ones who've been telling you about freedom all these years and liberty. Not one word from them. Constitution killed by a virus. Some are saying the answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm not ready to say that. Some are saying it. So I'm in my own self bubble here. I cook more. I cook more. I tweet more. And I made a Hungarian paprika on Saturday. Loved it. It's wonderful. Very complicated dish. No cream, no butter, no dairy. I do my own recipe. Then I did another dish on a Sunday of a steamed fish from Canada with ginger that my friend Thomas told me how to do. Not bad. Not bad. The white wine was better than all of it. So here we are now. Constitution killed by a virus. I've given you something about the zinc stuff, the zinc ionophore activity or quercetin. Try to tell you to use foods instead of the anti-malaria drug, which they're telling you is the only cure, which is nonsense. And now we wake up today and we see that Mad Pelosi, the craziest, meanest, most psychotic person in the history of American politics, comes back from Washington and blocks this $1 trillion bailout of the American people simply so she can pork barrel it with pet projects of her and occasional cortex. It's shocking. Shocking. If you have questions or comments on the subjects that we are talking about, please, this is the time to jump in. Here are some other headlines that I need to read before I take your calls. Nigeria reports poisonings from possible coronavirus drug chloroquine. Very important story. Italian virologist says political correctness doomed his country's coronavirus response. Instead of isolating travelers from China, they put out a hug a Chinese day. Maybe Newsom will put out hug a homeless person in California to show that we shouldn't pick on them. Maybe that's coming tomorrow. And I like Governor Newsom. I want to tell you that. I like the man. I think he's a good man. But I think he's wrong on this. He came to my birthday party a number of years ago. I've known him for many years, a family friend. I think he's a good man, and I think he wants to do good. Unfortunately, he may have overreached, and I think he needs to think very carefully about where he goes now. Political correctness may kill our civil rights, which will be a longer-lasting plague than the coronavirus. Wise woman sent me an email. A wise woman said hysteria is adding to this. She says it seems the lack of hospital respiratory care units are the weak link and the lack of intensive care hospital beds. She said the whole focus is wrong. It's on protecting the vulnerable. And the entire population is being held hostage by minority groups. More people dying from flu. Cuomo and Newsom will introduce police states with checkpoints, bridges, tunnels, highways, LA freeways. And she said, states are competing and bidding for medical supplies, highest bidder wins. The Defense Protection Act would stop profiteering by private manufacturing sector like in World War II. Trump needs to immediately enact the Defense Protection Act, not just talk about it. He said the private sector is coming up to the table and offering to make these supplies. I would put the profiteers in jail. You know, there was a play in the 1950s by Arthur Miller called, what was it called? Something about sons. Does anyone help me on that one? It was a great play. I even have the sound from a previous iteration here on the radio show. Something about All the Sons, my favorites. I don't remember the name of it, but the play was phenomenal. It was about a manufacturer of cylinder heads for airplane engines during All My Sons, right? Thank you very much, Jim. It was about a manufacturer of cylinder heads for airplanes, fighter planes, bombers in World War II. And it turns out the manufacturer sped up production to make more money, to make more government contract money. He sped up production. The cylinder heads failed, and planes that our boys were flying in World War II started to fall out of the sky. Well, as the play was written by Arthur Miller, he had two sons, one of whom chastises him for having done this, because his other son, his brother, was a fighter pilot who died as a result of his father's greed, corporate greed. Oh, what a subject that's going to be for me one day, as all the gangsters run off with their millions. Corporate greed, something you cannot believe. But in this sense, it was about profiteering in the manufacturer of cylinder heads for fighter planes. Great play. So we have the equivalent now, right now, with people with masks, with respiratory supplies, inhalers, and this has to stop. The president has the power to stop them, and he should do so right away. I'll be right back.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Back. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Vitamins. What do I take? What do I take? I take vitamin E. I take 100 IUs. I used to take 400 IUs. And, this is a whole story unto itself. I take one very high-quality fish oil. I take one zinc citrate. I take 10,000 units of vitamin A three times a day. That's 30,000 units. Yes, I know it's fat-soluble, but I don't worry about it. I take a very high-quality multivitamin. I'll not tell you the brand. I take vitamin C 2 grams a day. And the reason I take these in that dosage, where I took different dosages before, is because after I got sick on December 5th, I was put on blood thinners and a cholesterol medication. I remember I told you I wouldn't take cholesterol-lowering drugs because they were killing my muscles. Well, there's a new version that doesn't hurt me, and I also take loads of the thing that the cholesterol drug diminishes in the body. I'm known about that. The blood thinner I hate. I hate it. I have to be on it for 9 more months. It wipes me out. It makes me tired. I just don't like it. I bruise easily. I can't stand it. I mean, a lot of people are on blood thinners now, but geez, what a poison it is. But I've discussed it many times with the doctor, and he said, you got to keep taking it because you don't want the occlusion to occur in that particular thing we inserted in your little body. So I'm on it. Okay. So as a result, I lowered my vitamin E dose. I noticed something else with the nutrients that I'm using. If I drink certain juices or I take certain foods, it makes the blood thinner even more powerful. And you got to understand the interaction between foods and vitamins and minerals is so profound. It's a whole field unto itself, drug interactions. And I'm extremely sensitive to the drug interactions, as you should be. For example, I like pomegranate juice. I don't use it anymore because if I take pomegranate juice with a blood thinner, I notice bruising all over my hands. So I don't want to wind up with a stroke. Some food is medicine. The Chinese have taught that for thousands of years. Food is the best medicine and the first medicine, but not the only medicine. Remember I told you about zinc and quercetin? Well, you can take quercetin. You can get it from foods. There are quercetin-rich foods, and then there are zinc-rich foods, such as the nuts I was telling you about. But there are animal sources of zinc that are not as absorbable, but they're also out there, like oysters. I'll be right back with more right here on the Savage Nation.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
So the governor of New York, Cuomo, who is now channeling the inner Mussolini, says the coronavirus lockdown could last as long as 9 months. Crazy. Crazy. Why is the entire Empire State and the state of California in lockdown instead of only the most vulnerable communities? Who would be? The elderly who are sick, and most of them are in nursing homes or hospitals. Those in communities that traveled back and forth to China or Italy in recent days or weeks, months. Those who are immune compromised, and the homeless. That's what should be done. But because of the insanity of liberalism, we're all suffering and paying the penalty, just as was done after 9/11, when all of us gave up our civil rights instead of those who were most likely to be terrorists. And why is Pelosi holding up the coronavirus relief bill? Why? Because of corruption. Because she wants to feed her constituents. What does she want? What are the evil Democrats demanding? Corporate board diversity. Diversity is a code word for stupidity. I'm all for diversity. But believe me, without quality, there can be no equality. I wrote that 30 years ago. What are you going to put someone on a board just because their color is different than a white person? Without regard to whether they know what the hell they're talking about? Look what it did to the universities already. Evil Pelosi also wants college debt relief. She wants cancellation of the debt of the Postal Service. Evil Pelosi wants same-day voter registration. Evil Pelosi wants funding for community newspapers. What does that mean? Evil Pelosi wants free internet. Evil Pelosi wants mandatory paid sick leave for every single business. Evil Pelosi wants hiding the citizenship status of college students from the Census Bureau. Evil Pelosi wants $100 million for NASA's Environmental Restoration Group. Evil Pelosi should be censured and stopped for blocking aid to American workers. How any American worker cannot see that Trump has gone to levels that even a Democrat liberal governor or president could never go to. Franklin Delano Roosevelt himself could not do more than Trump is offering. And yet evil Pelosi wants to feather the nests of her contributors and far left constituents in ways unimagined by even the most far-left president. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Savage. God bless America.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.